God, they have something that's more important than money, more important than stocks and bonds, more important than the car that you plan on leaving, more important than the house that you plan on leaving. Because if we, praise God, at our text closely, praise God, and I believe I have to call this attention to you. If we look at our text closely, praise God, these are the words of Jesus Christ, and he is addressing these words to Christians. Praise God. I'm talking about those who hear and those who obey, and those who hear and those who don't obey. Praise God. So we are faced with some alternatives. That's my first point. But let me tell you what my second point is. My second point is that we will have to face reality. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there are some alternatives, but someday, sometime, you're gonna have to face reality. You see, reality is that we will face trouble. Oh Lord, have mercy. I should have had a whole bunch of amen out of that. The reality is that we are going to face some troubles. Amen. Notice the text says that the rains descended, the floods came, the wind blew. It did not say, praise God, that if the rains descended, did not say that if the floods come, did not say if the wind blow. It said that they are going to happen. Praise God. And when they happen, you better make sure that your life and that your house is built on a solid foundation. Praise God. Because if not, it's going to be, you're going to have a difficult time trying to cope with the winds that's going to blow, to cope with the wind, the rain that is going to come. Somebody may be looking at me strange and say, you know, the wind blow every day, the rain descend every day. Praise God, even have some hailstorms every once in a while. Can I tell you what the text is trying to tell us? When it talks about winds that blowing, not talking about the wind out there, it's talking about the winds that are blowing your life. Talking about the troubles that will come in your life. Talking about the rain that will descend down in your life. Amen. Not talking about that natural stuff. Talking about the things that will hit your life. Praise God. You're running good, feeling great. Get a pain in your side and decide to go to the doctor. And the doctor tell you some bad news. Praise God. That's part of the rain. That's part of the wind. That's part of the hail that's going to fall. And for certainty, those things are going to happen in our lives. I find myself often telling young folk, young people, those who think that they are grown and who want to get out of high school before it's time, I tell them that they better enjoy, praise God, those high school years. You see, as long as they are in high school trying to learn, parents, teachers, school administrators will tolerate and may even look over many of their shortcomings. Reason why they look over them is because as adults, they know that our young folks are just young and they are still developing towards maturity.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 713. 402. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome to tell redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual
warfare.
In an in-depth book.
When we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of God.
Manger,
we were talking about living the way God would have this church to live. We know our subject is the church must arise. You know, we have a lot of the Word. We have a lot of the Word, and that's good. But we have no real substance or power behind that Word. And how many know that this is a vulnerable position for the church to be in? We are a church of power, of great power. God has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And if we're going to get to that, we're going to have to walk in the Spirit. And we was reading Romans 8. And we stopped somewhere around the third or fourth verse, somewhere like that. And it says, we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So see, it's a contrast. It's a great big difference in how we're supposed to be walking. Now, if we're living by those rules and those laws that Moses gave us, that's we're going to be walking more in the flesh, because the flesh was weak, and that word was weak. And so people couldn't walk in those laws. They couldn't walk those laws because it was too hard for them. But God sent Jesus, which is mercy and love and kindness, and he sent faith. He sent all of these things to us so that we'll be able to walk. Jesus represented all that. Grace and mercy came through Jesus Christ. Faith came through Jesus Christ. So this is how we get to walk, you know, after the Spirit. You know, Jesus is Spirit. The Word of God, he says, I think it's in John, the sixth chapter, and maybe the 63rd verse. He said, God said his word is spirit and it's life. So when we say walk in the Spirit, we're not out there talking about, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Spirit of the living God. The Word of God is his Spirit and it is his truth. So when we're walking after that, this is what Paul said. So we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, this is what we have to walk. We have to walk in the Spirit of God. And we know that the Spirit of God is the Word of God. You know, they walk not after the flesh. Because if you're walking after the flesh, the Bible says you do mind the things of the flesh. You know, but you can't walk after the flesh. But they that walk after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. And how many know that's love and joy and peace and long-suffering and treating one another with respect and love and kindness and living according to the Word of God, being obedient to God? This is the Spirit. For if we be carnal-minded, Paul say, that's death. But if we be spiritually minded, it is life and peace. So saints of God, can you see the contrast? Can you see the contrast between how we're supposed to be living? We are supposed to be living according to the Word of God. We're supposed to keep this Word in us. We're supposed to live this Word. We're supposed to do this word. We can't just sit back and say, well, okay, we're just going to read and we're going to study. No. Mm-mm. We can't do that. God has made us to do some supernatural things. And you know, the purpose of the church is to be God's hand, his feet, his mouthpiece here on this earth. This is what we're supposed to do. You know, we have been given this the power to heal the sick, to tread on serpents and scorpions, you know, to raise the dead, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the deaf ears. This is the works that we've been called to do, saints. How many know you have to do these works in order for the word of God to be fully fulfilled according to Jesus and how he left it with his disciples to continue on and get this straight? We are disciples also, and this is still our work. Just like they had to do it, we have to do it. You know, to open the blinded eyes. This is our work, to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to captives. You know, recovering of sight to the blind, to bring at liberty them that are bruised. You know, you're bruised. Remember how the scripture said Jesus was bruised? They spat on him. They hit him in his face. They took the cat of nine tails and beat him across his back, and the blood came out. This is wounds. This is wounds. This is what we have to do. Bring at liberty them that are bruised. They're bruised by Satan. You know, people in the hospital with sicknesses and diseases, those are bruises, you know, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is what we're supposed to do, saints. You know, this is our job. We have been anointed to do this work by God. We've been anointed and we have been appointed to do this work. You know, this is where the church have to get to, in a position and a place that God has placed us in. You know, we must develop our faith according to the word of God. We have faith moves mountains, but we can't move nothing if our faith is not developed. You know, we can develop this faith all we want, but how many know we got to exercise our faith? We have to put it to work in the word. We have to act on this faith. If God said heal the sick, okay, go out there and start laying hands on the sick. Go out there and start casting out those demons and devils. Go out there and do the work of the word of God. What demons and devils has got to run? They got to run in peril because this is our job. This is our assignment. But how many know we can't do it if we're living in the flesh? We have to live in the spirit. You know, we in the weakness of our flesh, we're unable to follow what God has told us to do. We're not able to do it. If we're in this flesh, we're unable to do the things that God has called us to do. But how many know that the law, we were unable to follow these laws because we was in the flesh? How many know that once you get in God, once you get in Christ, that I heard somebody say, once you get in Christ, you know, that we're no longer dead in the flesh. You know, he died for our sins. He overcame death, you know, and was resurrected. So the church wouldn't have to die. Jesus died. So, you know, God has placed us in a wonderful, wonderful position. He has placed us there. You know, we don't have to die for no sin because Jesus already died for it. You know, He died so that we didn't have to. He gave his life so that we didn't have to. And then he was risen again. You know, and he was risen again in a new spirit. You know, we follow that Holy Spirit. If we hear and obey the Spirit, we will be in God's will. So we don't have to worry about the law. God has already taken care of that. We don't have to worry about the law. God has made us free from the law of